VWA.
FKN4 TFW. Roger that. How you doing?
Bud, I'm just about doing finer than frog hair. You'll never believe what I'm using.
Don't be stealing my frog hairs.
What's that?
Tom, both of you listen to this. I'm on my HT.
That's pretty good.
CR.
Y'all doubled.
Might not do. Excuse me for that. This is General TR Mobile.
Go ahead, Tom.
Nothing, but that was my famous saying. Fine frog hair, split three ways. You sound good, Steve.
You're never going to guess where I am. I've got a knack for that doubling up. I'll go ahead and tell you where I am. I'm at the Pisgah Inn on the top of the parkway, southeast of Asheville.
Well, I know exactly where that's at. Now, who else is in here that I so rudely interrupted?
DW, this is Ken.
Hi, Ken. Well, Steve, you're on top of the world. We've been there. We went up to visited Ariel one time when he was camping out and doing some CW.
Some soda?
No, it's been several years. That's gorgeous, but that inn was packed at the time, so we didn't. We went in and then just left.
Oh, it is completely full here right now, believe me. Matter of fact, we made this reservation for this room. How far?
8 months ago.
We made the reservation for this room 8 months ago. And they sent us an email and said that if we wanted to get a dinner reservation, we better do it now. And that was last month.
So I was just thinking that if you made reservations 8 months ago, how is Mama not getting mad that you're talking on the radio?
She has my 80 power spotting scope, and she is sitting on the balcony out here with me, and as long as I don't disturb her bird watching, I'm okay.
All right, I figured there was a give and take there somewhere.
Well, you got a good wife, Steve. Oh, that'd be hard to find a bird in an 80 power scope unless it was a bald eagle or something, or one of them vultures, a big one. Oh, we are at runway 4 at GSP Airport, heading down towards the Daughters with a Cuisinart oven that I just fixed for her, one of those little ones. And, man, you're absolutely perfectly in the repeater. That's unusual for a handy talkie.
What? From our room, I was using that spotter scope, and I can see straight across to the tower at Caesar's Head, due south of us. And just off to the west, I can see the repeater tower for Hogback Mountain, Channel 7. And then just off to the the east of that is the repeater tower for White Oak Mountain.
73 to both of you guys, and that we're pulling into the roadhouse, going to see if we can get in here early and meet the crowd. So you guys have an awesome weekend. Stay cool, Tom and Steve, and we'll catch you another time. KN4TFW.
Ken, be safe out there, buddy. Don't run over anybody, and just be healthy, too. 73s. You still there, Tom?
Echo Yankee.
Oh, I think that's Gary. Yes, we're still here, sitting on top of the I-85 overpass here on 14 with a whole bunch of other people. And, Ken, I recommend the filet mignon, and so does Bernice. and they're reasonable at Roadhouse. Good place to eat. A little salty for me, but a good place to eat. Gary, good afternoon. W4EEY, I just heard the tail end of your signal, so I'm assuming.
I just wanted to pipe in that's where you're not very far, Steve, from where Matt and I go for the VHF contests. We go to one of the overlooks a little south of there, I believe, and park and put up antennas and whatnot, and that's where we work the contest as a rover, usually on Sundays.
That sounds like fun. Now, W4NGU, Phil and I are trying to come up with a way that we can do a portable HF antenna that we can go up and do phone, you know, voice. And we'd kind of like to try it from Mount Mitchell. But there's already been some park rangers getting after some folks doing that. And from what I understand, as long as you don't drive a stake in the ground, hang something in a tree, or do anything to disturb, you're okay.
Steve, I've seen a whole bunch of new HF portable antennas in QST this month for HF, so you might check there. Go ahead, Gary.
If mobile and your radio, you could continue just using your in your car. You could continue using that, a mobile antenna. Or you, if you want to go for something a little different, you could try a transmit loop with a tunable, you know, maybe hopefully remotely tunable capacitor system and whatnot that would be resonant wherever you want to operate.
Oh, well, Gary, you know I've got ham sticks. And I've got that ATOS 120A, but I was kind of hoping to do something a little bit more than that. You know, maybe set me up a small gaggy or something of that nature.
You want to remember it's still going to be a half wavelength long if it's a full size.
I knew I'd be limited.
The Stepper IR makes a portable one, but as you all know, Stepper IR is very proud of their stuff, Steve. This is Enderal TR. Go ahead, Gary.
But, go for it. I mean, it's a lot of fun, and you don't have to use a lot of power. I mean, Ariel does his stuff QRP. Tom Witherspoon, K4SWL, does a lot of CW and SSB QRP from the various spots he goes to. So let's just have fun and try it out.
Well, I've moved my 857D back into my truck, and I've got that ATOS 120A back on my truck, and I figured we'd try it out one Saturday or one Sunday afternoon, just ride up to Mitchell and give it a shot. You know, it's a really small antenna, but it tunes between 40 and 10.
But I can't comment on that, Gary, because I've never done HF mobile and don't have an interest in it. But might be a good plan to avoid any conflicts with the park rangers, of course. This is N0TR mobile.
Not here, but give it a try. Hey, that elevation, the mountain up there, that elevation gives you a lot of boost. Let me sign out of here. I got to make a stop. 73, guys. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo, Yankee Mobile.
Gary, 73's, buddy. Well, Tom, I'm going to let you go, too. I'm going to get back in here and make sure Mama's happy. So, y'all, I appreciate you coming back and playing with this HT a little bit in 73. K4VWA, clear.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, great signal still. You try Simplex while you're up there. Once in a while, if I'm in the basement, I'll scan all the different frequencies, and I've picked up quite a few guys on SODA and that, on voice, and never did really try CW up there except with Ariel a couple times. So try voice on Simplex up there on the international frequency that they use. What is it? 155.340, I think it is. But I haven't used it in so long. See you later. Have a great time and say hello to Y. 10-0 TR clear.
146.52.
There you go.
Programmed in. Y'all have fun. Clear.
I knew I missed that, Gary, somehow. I hadn't used it in ages. But it's fun talking simplex up to the mountains. See you later, Gary, in 02.
W4ACB.
Yes, I'm your out of band. But that's okay. HAD, go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, this is Whiskey 4 Hotel Alpha Bravo. My name is Justin. I've got my buddy here with me, and I'm trying to sell him on how awesome amateur radio is. So we're connected to this repeater. I'm in Fairview, just outside of Asheville. Where are you, Jeff?
Ham radio is just fantastic because I'm in it, KN4 VWA, and I'm up at the Pisgah Inn.
This is N0TR. My name's Tom, and I'm in the south part of Greer. And amateur radio is just about as far uptown as you can get, as we used to say back in Kansas. Go ahead, Gary.
For NUE, name is Chad, and I am in Liberty, South Carolina, in Pickens County.
And if you want to get your license and want to have an easy way to do it, I recommend some videos from this guy, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. Oh, that's me. Just go to YouTube and look for my call sign, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. That's the channel name, and there's classes there from tech to general to extra.
So Echo Yankee, yeah, I appreciate that. I will look that up. He's actually looking it up now as we speak. Really nice talking to you, gents. Thank you. I was just trying to demonstrate for him how a repeater can greatly extend your range, and trying to get him started on studying for his tech. So thanks very much.
You have a good day, sir. And I'm going to be clear. And I heard you, Chad, but you didn't really break in there exactly properly, so you covered Gary up some. But no foul. So, Chad, you can go ahead, and we're out of the Dodgers. Have a good day, everybody. This is N0TR.
Yankee clear.
Yankee clear.
Yeah, Gary, this is KO4NUE. Sorry to cut you off. I didn't mean to double up on you, but this is Chad. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I'm on the 12-mile river in Liberty, South Carolina.
Ed, very good. Well, nice to make your acquaintance. I've heard you here on this repeater off and on, and yeah, great to have you going. From the call sign, sounds like you're relatively new, but you're catching on pretty quick, so you know, keep going.
As far as Steve and Tom will let me go.
Uh-oh. Yeah, there's some bad things added for you. Anyway, 73, I got to make a stop here. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.